100.7 WHUD, Mike and Casey, it's 7:16, and I'm looking forward to hearing this. I was out of the room when you spoke to Steve Perry yesterday.
Yeah, well, John Bon Jovi just calls him The Voice, and of course, he was the lead singer of Journey for all those years, and now he's talking about the journey after leaving Journey.
It's not that simple. I mean, I was in the Dream of Dream bands, and I just got to a point where I was totally burned out. And I told the members, I just can't do this anymore. I just got to stop. I don't see any other way to do it except to just jump off the merry-go-round. So I did. And it was really hard to do because I was really concerned more about the fans than anything, that they had loved us for so long and they were so supportive. The band members are going to be fine. But the fans, it was a little tough to walk away from and, you know, performing for them and everything. But I had to do it. So I did that. And once I had gotten away from it, I realized I needed to be okay in my life just being the guy who goes to the fair in the summertime, who goes to movies, who goes to restaurants, who drives his car on the weekends and go on road trips, just living a regular life without the lights and the stage. And so that became a very big, I think, commitment to try to make that work.
And has it worked?
Yeah, and it worked. And I met somebody I fell in love with, and she had breast cancer when I met her, and we were together for a while. I lost her a few years back, and she made me make a commitment that if something happened to her, that I wouldn't stay in isolation. So here I am, and I'm keeping promises.
Wow, that's so touching. It must really warm your heart to be able to do what you're doing and keep that promise.
I'm keeping the promise because I loved her, and because she said, if you were to go back into isolation, I feel it would make this all for naught. And I thought, what is she seeing? She's seeing the arc of us coming together, maybe us not being together. And what does it all mean in her life? Or why did she get cancer? Why did she get sick? You know, she was just completely trying to figure out, what does it mean? So she told me if something was to happen, it would be all for naught if I went back into isolation. And I thought, well, that maybe is her purpose. It seems like it is, because my heart got broken, but now my heart's completely complete because it's completely broken. And that's the good and the bad news. And I was able to access my music and my passion again, which had left me, by the way. When I was in Journey at the end there, that was the problem. My passion for singing and music was damaged, and I was scared.
Boy, what an amazing story. The fact that you and her came together and she left you with this inspiration.
Yeah. She was an amazing gal, I'm telling you, amazing.